This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch into the second hour, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So coming up, Daryl, you'll be telling us about U.S. household debt not going in a good direction. But first, we were going to talk about piracy. And I'm talking about the piracy of the intellectual property type, which libertarians tend to disagree about, some of them, on the issue of intellectual property. So it's actually the first time we've had Chris here from Think Penguin, at least talking about that particular subject. You've been on the show a few times in the past, but I don't think we've really gotten deep into intellectual property of any sort. So the headline that you wanted to share with us is coming from where?
Well, this is Torrent Freak.
Torrent Freak.
Which is not a torrent site, but...
you would think it would be.
Yeah, it's not. It's a...
Was it at one point in the past?
Nope. It's a site that's dedicated to basically...
news about torrents?
News about file sharing, I guess is probably the way to phrase it. Yeah, so it's, I mean, it's, it heavily covers piracy and so on.
Because interesting.
That's a big thing in the file sharing arena.
Yeah, I would, you know, be interesting to see what the breakdown was of the file sharing arena. What percentage of any, you know, at any given moment of all the files being shared on torrents and what are the other ways people share files these days? You know, Napster's long gone.
Yeah, I think some people will still use something like Dropbox.
Dropbox. That's not really the file sharing I'm talking about. I'm talking about where
that's not a,
it's a centralized file
peer-to-peer.
Right.
It's centralized,
yeah,
but people can still use it to share a file.
I got you. I guess what I meant, and I'm glad we're clarifying, I meant decentralized file sharing, sort of in the classic Napster, eDonkey, LimeWire.
Yeah. This site actually covers more than just peer-to-peer or decentralized file sharing. They would include streaming video sites and things of that nature.
Or like
as well.
Mega,
yeah, Mega Upload, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, anything like that. There's lots of different kind of news stories that they cover. A lot of legal court cases with, which is, you know, everything from Mega Upload to you know, ISPs getting sued. And losing, or winning for that matter.
Now, we were on the air back when they raided Mega Upload. They, you know, I remember the story of the guy, this huge guy named Kim.com. That's actually his name. Apparently he legally changed it to Kim and then .com, D-O-T-C-O-M.
Yes.
Kim.com, they like raided his mansion with a helicopter and like, you know, SWAT team, and it was a multi-jurisdictional task force between America and Australia.
And then wasn't LeVar Levison in some ways connected to the Mega?
I don't know. That is a good question.
I know he was involved with LavaBit.
Yes.
And wound up just relaunching that, or announcing recently that it would be relaunched.
So, let's get into the story here, and then we can go to your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. So what's the headline?
All right, so more than half of 15 to 24-year-olds said that they'd used a torrent or streaming site during December. When you're concentrating that down to only young men in the same age group, that figure leaps to 70%.
And this was Swedish males?
This was Swedish males, yeah. And it's the story basically...
now, it said, or streaming websites, so that would include, like, Netflix, right? Or are we talking about illegal streaming websites here? Because if it's 70% of them use Netflix, then that's not really newsworthy.
Well, you know, that's what I thought, too, actually reading it. And it's not clear whether or not this is illegal, you know, or not. But if it is... including legal, I guess. I don't know.
Well, then that's not a surprise, then, right? Because obviously young people are using streaming services.
A bunch of people use Netflix. I can't believe it.
Right, or Hulu.
or I mean, whatever.
The torrent thing is definitely, I think, implying illegal.
It does imply that, but how many streaming sites are there?
The whole article is about piracy. So, I mean, it's
right. So how many
I would have to assume, but yeah.
It's, yeah, it's well, bad. That's yeah, you don't want to assume. I guess this is what I want to know is how many streaming piracy sites are there? Now, I understand that there are ways that you can download torrents to make it so you can, like, watch the torrent as it's downloading. I understand that that's a possibility. And I know that there was a program called Popcorn Time that we talked about here on Free Talk Live. It's been a few years, I think, since we talked about it. But it sounds like you're familiar with it.
Yeah,
Popcorn
it's still
Time,
around, as far as I know, and there's different forks of it.
Correct, yeah, because the original one got taken down.
I can think of at least one or two websites that I will neither confirm nor deny having ever used to watch illegal streams or possibly illegal streams.
Of, like, football games.
Sky TV and ESPN. And a lot of
how reliable are those sites?
The one that I go to on a regular basis is very reliable.
Really? Now, is it a membership-based site?
No.
Or anybody who just walks up can
start anybody
streaming?
That stumbles across it.
Do you want to get the site out?
No, I don't, because I want it to stay around.
So, yeah, so I guess I'd be curious to know, you know, are they talking about Netflix? Are they talking about these illegal streamers?
They're comparing it to Netflix and...
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're comparing it to Netflix and other illegal sources of content. So,
well, tell me more about that. What is the comparison that they're making?
Let's see, Netflix is one of them. Let's see, what was the other one?
But what are they saying? Do you know what they're saying about...
I've just pulled up the article here. And they say that MediaVision has been tracking the piracy habits of Scandinavians since 2010, and actually reports an overall increase in piracy over the past 7 years. However, piracy levels have remained relatively static during the past 3 years, with roughly 25% of Scandinavians admitting to having engaged in the practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 25% of Scandinavians across the board, but you were narrowing down age ranges, Chris. You were narrowing down to, what was it? What was it? Were it 70%? Like 18 to...
It was 15 to 24.
15 to 24 males, Scandinavian males.
Right.
But that was... presumably we are talking about illegal streaming websites here.
Yes,
yeah.
Because the next paragraph says the company, which previously reported on the activities of Popcorn Time users, says that illegal consumption of media is far more prevalent in Sweden than in the neighboring Nordic countries of Norway, Denmark, and Finland.
Interesting. I wonder why that is.
Natalia Borelius, project manager at MediaVision, says the ruling against Bread Bangs... Bulaget is a big thing in this context. I have no clue what that big long word with a bunch of syllables is.
Yeah, I can talk a little bit about that. So basically,
a ruling against what now?
This is the ISP he's talking about, and basically this is a Swedish ISP, and they've been fighting for
Privacy rights?
Yeah, privacy rights, basically. So they don't want, or censorship anyway.
They've been fighting against censorship?
They've been fighting basically the entertainment industry. Okay, somebody sued them. I don't recall exactly which entity sued them, but they got sued for basically not censoring, and they basically the courts said that the at first they said they don't have to censor, I think it was, and then they do, and it's come down to they have to censor because of a recent EU ruling, even though there's no law that requires it in like Sweden, something to that effect.
Okay. So meaning that they have to do, like, essentially the equivalent of, in the United States, they have the DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, where if there is a notice...
Different, because this is blocking. Although, yes, sort of, maybe. So the Digital Millennium Copyright Act doesn't really say anything about blocking. They say disconnect users that have been... disconnect users or something. There's a provision about disconnecting users in there, but
for instance, you frequently will see the DMCA used in a takedown notice from YouTube. So if some copyright holder or an alleged copyright holder sees something on your channel that they don't like, they'll send the copyright notice to you through YouTube, and YouTube will take that video down unless you say, I have rights to this video, and you challenge the notice. So basically, you know, this, what it sounds like to me, what you're saying is this company did not want to cooperate with whatever system they had in place there and was trying to fight it, but they've lost now?
Yeah, and this is at the, like, the top level, unfortunately.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, so maybe we'll dig some more into these numbers here, see what else we can find out. But still, why in Sweden? Why is Sweden such an unusually high, you know, level of piracy? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
to join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. And yes, we do actually have a couple torrents. You can torrent the first and second seasons of Free Talk Live from way back in the day. I believe that's in our archives section at freetalklive.com. So not everything that's on torrent is illegal. There are actually some legal things up there that people do want to share
yes.
with their audiences. We've got torrents of that. There's also torrents of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree available, which is the movie that I had the absolute pleasure of being the executive producer for. And so, again, we want people to hear our show. We want people to see that movie.
And I believe Freedom Fiends, which is another syndicated libertarian talk radio
That's
show,
right.
they have a bunch of their stuff up on torrents. I don't know if they have Guns and Weed on torrent.
Good question.
I believe they do, but I'm not entirely
I know it's
positive.
On YouTube, so I presume that it would be on torrent. Anyway, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has that. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We're talking about Sweden and why there's such a high prevalence, at least of admitted piracy in the country of Sweden, admitted file sharing of movies and music and television shows, and perhaps software. You were sharing some numbers with us, Chris, from TorrentFreak.com. Is it .com? TorrentFreak.com?
Yeah, it is. It's
TorrentFreak.com, where there was a survey of these Scandinavian countries, and it showed that Sweden was much higher statistically as far as people participating, young people especially, participating in illegal file sharing there. And you were saying it was because there were some sort of protections in place that are now maybe being
censorship.
Wiped away?
In the surrounding countries, there's censorship. They have blocking that goes on. So
they'll block, like, what, torrent sites?
They will block torrent sites, search
wow.
engines, anything that you might be able to get to a piracy site through. It's not quite to the extent of blocking, like, VPNs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not quite China, but it is definitely, it's definitely a lot of, you know, malicious stuff on the end of the copyright industry.
That's interesting, because I had thought, I'd heard something that the Netherlands was actually one of the better places to go as far as privacy protection.
I think you're thinking of Sweden. Not
I have heard that when looking for a VPN,
mm-hmm.
you want to find one that goes through the Netherlands.
Iceland. I think you guys are thinking of Iceland.
No, I'm thinking of the Netherlands.
I specifically heard Brian Sovereign say the Netherlands.
I wonder if he said that by mistake.
We'll have to look into it a little bit.
He's said it numerous times.
Interesting.
So if he said it by mistake,
I know Iceland.
He's repeated the mistake numerous times.
I know Iceland is known for, like, their email stuff. Now, it could be different countries are known for different things, but, the one I would actually go for is actually the Bahamas, not over in Europe, but that's mostly...
Why would you go for the Bahamas? They're under the British crown.
That's a good question. Well, no, they're actually... Well, I mean, they're an independent democracy, though, still, technically speaking.
They're not independent. The queen is their head of state,
but they're still... The countries operate independently.
They have some level of autonomy, but
I don't
still,
believe,
you know, basically, like, at the will of the queen.
I don't believe that's the case. There are for some countries, but I don't believe Thomas is one of them.
It's past midnight right now over in Europe, so if you're up and you're listening and you want to clue us in, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. I did just find a story from RT. Now, this is actually from 3 years ago, so April of 2014. Headline, downloading pirated films, music no longer legal in the Netherlands. The European Court of Justice has ruled that citizens in the Netherlands can no longer download copyrighted movies and music without paying for them and without breaking the law. The court ruled the current system of a privacy levy is unlawful. Downloading pirated films and music is popular the world over, and in the Netherlands, an estimated one-third of the population is at it. Unlike most other countries, in the Netherlands, it's not a criminal offense. This is because the Dutch introduced a system where consumers pay a privacy levy to compensate rights holders when they buy writable media with storage capacity, such as hard drives and smartphones. Until Thursday's ruling, anyone buying a smartphone, tablet, computer, or laptop pays a 5 euro charge to cover the cost of home copying. But a landmark ruling in a case brought by several electronic stores and manufacturers, the European Court of Justice has said that system is illegal. The electronics companies had successfully argued that the levy made their products more expensive. The judgment said the levy puts copyright holders at an unfair advantage, as well as being a threat to the internal Dutch market. So they concluded that the Dutch levy system encourages the distribution of counterfeit and pirated works. The court also concluded that decriminalizing file sharing punished those who brought their films and music from authorized or bought their. It says brought. I think they might mean bought their films and music from authorized retailers, as they are double paying on the devices and media that they record onto. The Dutch government has confirmed the court's ruling and has posted a statement on its website saying that downloading copyrighted material for personal use is banned with immediate effect. However, just because it's illegal to do the act of downloading doesn't mean that they don't have additional privacy protections in effect still in that country. And I believe that was the reason why we were told that the Netherlands was the best place to do it, because like in the United States, if you get if your internet service provider notices that you're part of, they get like a DMCA notice about, we saw this IP address downloading the latest episode of whatever television show. In the United States.
That depends on the ISP, though.
Okay.
Not all ISPs are doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Which ones aren't?
I hit CenturyLink. They weren't doing it.
How do you know?
They're one of the few that weren't doing
it. They actually have a policy about that?
They're one of there's a list of them that do, and I know they don't, but I don't know.
I didn't know that you could be exempt. I didn't know that you could ignore DMCA.
It's not an exemption. That's a voluntary agreement that the ISPs were entering into with the copyright industry, essentially, or the entertainment industry, or however you want to phrase that.
No kidding.
I guess I would say entertainment industry, because I don't think the software... the Software Business Alliance was in
okay.
one. But
I thought the DMCA was, I know that that's a government thing.
So there is, I think you might be thinking of, was it Cox or RCN? There's a recent court ruling that held, it was either RCN or Cox, I believe, liable for having a, what the DMCA requires is you'd have a policy, okay, essentially. And part of that policy is to disconnect users who are infringers or something to that effect. Now, it's a very broad thing, so it could be interpreted to say, okay, well, we're only going to have to disconnect users if there is a proof of infringement, in like court. And basically, that's what their argument was, and they basically lost. So now it would have to be appealed to a higher court, and who knows what will happen from there. But
so what you're okay? So you're saying that the companies that weren't following along with DMCA lost their suit? More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
No, they had.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid notary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely on advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're talking about piracy of the internet kind. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. File sharing. A lot of our listeners have probably engaged in that, especially if they're under the age of 40 at some point in their lives. The toll-free number, probably under the age of 50. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. And apparently there was this really landmark case that was completely off our radar until you brought it up tonight here, Chris. Chris is here from thinkpenguin.com.
Yeah, that's a pretty old one that you're looking at there with Cox.
September of 2016 is the headline from, so not that old, but torrentfreak.com. It's probably been running through the court system for a while, but
years. Yeah. But it's a huge decision and a huge liability factor for ISPs.
So I want to talk about that because what started this whole conversation was Swedish file sharing and the large number of people, especially young males, that are engaged in illegal file sharing over in that country. It led to topics like this, more focused here in the United States. Of course, you're welcome to comment wherever you are in the world on the idea of intellectual property, which most libertarians that I know find to be a terrible idea. It's, the other way you could talk about it would be to call it government monopoly privilege, where the government grants you the privilege of monopoly over an idea and backs that up by the threat of violence.
Yes, and I love the way Davi Barker explains it, to where basically it's a form of hostage over someone else's brain, to where you're claiming that you own the neurons and synapses that fire when somebody thinks of a certain thing that you have previously said. To where you, if you're claiming, I own this idea, and anyone who thinks it or acts upon it without my permission is violating my property, you're claiming to own part of somebody else's brain.
Yeah, you can still think about it legally at this point, but eventually they'll probably try to stop that if they can learn how to read people's thoughts.
Yeah, and there's a huge difference between piracy and theft, and they keep equating piracy with theft, and it's not. Theft is something where you have to be deprived of something, and there's nothing being deprived of when somebody makes a copy of.
Correct. There's something. No scarcity in that case.
Right. It's this artificial construct that was implemented, and it's not. The law is very clear. There's not a law on It's not theft. It's under the law. There's something called copyright. It's very clearly defined. It was implemented in the first case, originally, hundreds of years ago, for the purpose of promoting the arts and sciences.
Initially, the very first
excuse that was used.
Right. That's the excuse for, the written down versions of copyright laws. Initially, and I forget the year, but it was the early 300s, I believe.
Oh, this predates the United States then.
Pre-United States in England, obviously prior to the merger of all of the little kingdoms. I forget which one it was, but there was a guy that wound up hand copying a Bible from somebody else. And the guy that had spent a lot of money purchasing this Bible took the other guy to court claiming he stole my property by making a hand copy. He,
painstakingly
yeah. copied and transcribed right. onto his own paper with his own ink. And therefore, I own this thing that he made because it was a copy of my thing. And the court sided with the owner of the
Bible. Wow. So this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah. And that's the first recorded, if I recall correctly, that was the first recorded instance of someone claiming an intellectual property over a thing.
So the
in,
case...
like, what became British common law.
So, Chris, the case you were talking about before, you were saying Cox Communications or some other company, it's Cox. The story here from Torrent Freak, September of 2016, a company which helps telecom outfits meet their law enforcement assistance obligations, is offering a new service to internet service providers in the United States. Substantio says that following the $25 million ruling against Cox Communications in the BMG Rights Corp case, ISPs need to be more cautious when handling and documenting warnings sent to pirate customers. Early August, a federal court in Virginia found internet service provider Cox Communications liable for copyright infringements carried out by its customers. The ISP was found guilty of willful contributory copyright infringement and ordered to pay music publisher BMG Rights Management $25 million in damages. The case was first filed in 2014 after it was alleged that Cox failed to pass on infringement notices sent to the ISP by anti-piracy outfit Rights Corp. It was determined the ISP had also failed to take firm action against repeat infringers. So not only were they alleged to have not sent along the notices as they were told to do,
right.
but that they also didn't do anything about whichever ones they did send notices to. And although the decision is still open to appeal, the ruling has ISPs in the United States on their toes. None will want to fall into the same trap as Cox and are probably handling infringement complaints carefully as a result. And then they go on to talk about this company, Substantio, that wants to and do it for you. They're going to help you be obedient to the state.
So I reached out to Brian Sovereign to find out why he recommended the Netherlands. And he responded, unfortunately, he's not able to actually call in, so I'm having to relay the message from him. He says the Netherlands took a different approach and stated anyone can download works of art for personal use as long as they do not plan on making profit out of it. However, if you plan on downloading other stuff such as software, you will be persecuted, definitely. One more thing regarding torrenting in the Netherlands is that you are legally not allowed to upload anything on the internet. And this is exactly the thing that makes the whole situation interesting. In other words, you can download works of art, but do not share them because that's illegal. Luckily, the Dutch can download torrents from users from other countries without the feeling of guilt.
But by nature, when you're torrenting something, you are also uploading it.
Right.
So wouldn't that put everyone who's running a torrent in the Netherlands at risk?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not the only country that has laws similar to that. Germany, I believe, also has something sort of similar. So it's, I don't know why he particularly would, you know, point out the Netherlands. I don't know. The United States, actually, I thought was a kind of a good place to do it, sort of, if you're a user. But
but you've got these DMCA takedown notices that are going out all over the place.
Yeah, but up to this point, well... And then, to a degree, because up to this point, some ISPs were not cooperating.
Yeah, but now, with this court ruling...
Yeah, so the situation's changing, but there were ISPs very recently.
Including Cox Communications, who was dragging their feet and not doing...
Cox actually had a policy of law.
Yeah, but apparently they weren't following it.
And then every couple of years, you'll see a story about, maybe. You know, like, single mother charged with 100 counts of piracy.
Right.
Fine of $2 million because she downloaded 3 albums.
What the United States doesn't have that you guys are kind of missing is it doesn't have the censorship aspect of it. It's certainly the United States government goes after pretty much anybody anywhere in the world, but sites like the
Pirate Bay are not blocked. Right. Yeah, you can still go there. Although they have taken down the Pirate Bays over the years, but they keep jumping onto different domain
names. It's not being censored in the United States.
Not actively.
So when they hop domains, you can still access it. And
that's right.
And you don't... In the old domains, if they're still active, you can still access those. In other countries, they're going out of the way to block the content.
Right. That's interesting, and I wonder how prevalent that is around the globe. I mean, how many countries?
It's becoming very, very prevalent, the censorship lists, unfortunately.
That's sad.
And it's all because of the child porn. These laws,
porn? What does that have to do with piracy?
I'll tell you. So I've been following this a very, very long time, 20 years, probably.
Because I know there's porn sections on some of the piracy sites, but I'm pretty sure they don't allow child pornography.
Nope, let me explain.
All right.
So the laws that basically, and this is mostly Europe, but Canada also, there were some voluntary agreements. They basically put into, they made these systems, they developed these systems to censor sites.
Censor child porn.
That's what they said. For the purpose of censoring child porn.
That was what we were predicting when they put it into place in Australia. Because I remember when they put that, we talked about that here on Free Talk.
And this is why those laws are dangerous.
The toll-free number here, right, because it's the camel's nose under the tent, and then they, you know, put
they expand
on the list. More coming up here, it's Free Talk Live.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you're following along in the latest piracy news, as Chris has been doing. You want to weigh in to this discussion, we're here with you. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you in the studio, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Don't forget to check out more of what Chris does for a living. He's just here for the fun of doing radio with us, but he actually is the creator of thinkpenguin.com, and that is where one could go if one was interested in privacy. Specifically computer hardware that is geared towards the privacy-oriented.
Yeah, it enables. It's a definitely enabling factor for privacy.
You sell computers, you sell routers.
Yeah, yeah, we sell VPN devices for privacy purposes.
So there's like a physical VPN device.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work, briefly, without technically
basically,
getting off
the it gives you a different ISP almost.
Now, do you have to hook into a VPN service with that device?
Yes. So basically, if you buy it with VPN service, you just connect the device to your home network, and then there's an access point it creates automatically. If you get when you select the access point, all your traffic is routed through to a different internet service provider outside the U.S.
That's amazing.
Where you don't have to worry about, you know, digital millennium crap.
Do you have a favorite VPN?
There's a few different VPNs that are probably better than others. Mm-hmm. My concern is that most of them don't seem too trustworthy because they operate VPN servers in the United States and in all these other countries that we know are hostile to privacy and security, and they basically have to log your traffic. And if they don't, like in the United States, they have to log your traffic, and if they don't, then the ISP becomes liable or the service provider becomes liable. So that's one example. But this is also the case, and there's other countries where you've got the censorship issues. So as we were talking about 2 minutes ago. so
you don't have one in particular that you think is good? You sell a device that connects to them.
Well, so we do provide VPN service as well.
You do? Think Penguin does?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But we don't provide it in the United States. We go through a server in the Bahamas, and we do that.
But you provide to clients in the United States, right?
Yes.
Right.
That'd
okay. be true. But the VPN servers
the VPN
are located.
The VPN service is technically sort of provided by a third party.
I see. You're sort of resellers?
For yeah, it, sort of. It's where, yeah.
Okay.
Something along those lines. We don't have control over the, you know, if there was a notice that came in, you know, we wouldn't even have control over that.
I see. Well, notices that are sent to a company outside of the United States, they don't have to comply with.
If there's no laws on the books in that regard. And that's one of the reasons we operate out of the Bahamas, because there aren't any laws similar to the United States or, you know, censorship laws or anything of that nature.
So one could go to thinkpenguin.com to learn about that VPN?
Yeah. And the other reason is because they're English. English is the language in the Bahamas.
Right.
So,
well, I actually had somebody asking recently, you know, what VPN are you guys promoting? And we used to have ProXPN on board, but they're, you know, something, I don't know what happened with that deal, but you might still be able to use CodeFTL over there, and they used to promote that they've got a server in the Netherlands and that was a good thing, but technically we don't have an open deal right now with any
VPNs. Some of those countries are probably fine to use. The reason we don't do that is because they're not English speaking, so if you go to Google, you'll get results in German or, you know, Dutch or something else, and that's going to confuse your non-technical user.
That's a good point.
The Bahamas is one of the few countries that doesn't, you know, we don't have these problems with. The UK,
and they don't have any kind of...
The UK does, but not the Bahamas. And this is why I was talking to Daryl here earlier about this. We haven't found anything that would be an issue, so...
And how long have you guys been partnered up with this company?
For we've been doing about a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm good so far, then.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. So thinkpenguin.com for more privacy hardware and stuff. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Headline from digitalmusicnews.com, more bad news for Cox Communications. We had just talked about the $25 million lawsuit where they lost, and they had to pay $25 million to the BMG Music Group, basically, because they were found to be liable for their customers downloading and uploading of illegal music and movies. Now, according to digitalmusicnews.com, there's even more bad news. After getting dismantled in the copyright case by BMG Rights Management and Roundhill Music, the ISP is now facing another setback in a decision stamped February 14th, happy Valentine's Day, by the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia. Cox has now been ordered to pay $8.4 million in legal fees. The order signed, man, that's a lot of money for some attorneys. The order signed by U.S. District Judge Liam O'Grady was shared with Digital Music News this morning. The fees are considered high, and courts frequently decide against compensating litigants for legal fees. In this case, O'Grady offered the hefty fine in part to enforce the anti-piracy statutes. O'Grady opined in his order, quote, "In a hard-fought litigation battle such as this one, discovery disputes and fierce briefing are to be expected. They should not be held too harshly against either party. Nonetheless, there are a few instances in which Cox's advocacy crossed the line of objective reasonableness. In particular, both Cox's attempts to obscure its practice of reinstating infringing customers and its subsequent assertions of a deeply flawed DMCA defense evince a meritless litigation position that Cox vigorously defended." Unquote. Also working behind the scenes on this was Rights Corp, an anti-piracy firm that enforces copyrights for owners like BMG. Rights Corp was instrumental in issuing massive DMCA takedown notices to Cox Communications, many of which were either ignored or treated casually. In the latter case, Cox Communications was found to be repeatedly reinstating serious copyright violators. In many cases, large-scale copyright infringers were high-paying customers and therefore treated leniently. Across numerous internal emails, Cox executives were found to be routinely circumventing DMCA notices and issuing mild penalties, or merely applying limited measures while abusing loopholes in the anti-piracy statute. At one stage, a Cox executive proclaimed, quote, "F the DMCA," unquote. I presume that was in one of their emails that they unearthed during the discovery process. The decision from the $25 million judgment does remain under appeal, although major compliance changes have likely already occurred. And obviously...
And that goes back to that. Well, I don't think we talked about this on the air. But this goes back to the whole: you can't have an opinion. You can't have a political opinion on subject matter.
If you're an ISP, apparently.
Nope. If you're running a tour, a tour exit node, or anything of that nature, as soon as you have an opinion, all of a sudden it gets used against you.
Well, I guess you can hold the opinion, but you have to do what they say in the meantime, right? Like, you can have your opinion, you just can't act on it.
I don't know that's true. I don't know that's necessarily the case. A user publicly stating, "I don't care about X," was enough in one country to make the where it's not otherwise illegal to run an exit node, a Tor exit node. And a Tor exit node is basically makes the users of the Onion routing system privacy, gives them privacy.
Yeah.
And simply saying, "I don't care about X."
About what happens on the exit node.
Yeah, basically. Of a certain subject matter was enough to find that they're now liable, basically.
Now, what country was that? You said that was...
I don't remember.
Another country.
Some country in Europe. I think we kind of are seeing sort of something similar here, just in this quote. And I don't know for sure if that's what's going on, but it kind of sounds like it.
This website definitely seems like a pro-copyright website that I'm getting this news headline from, the Digital Music News. But I'm just speculating, honestly.
I think there's probably definitely two sides to this, where you've got the judge who's very pro-copyright and an ISP who's not pro-copyright, and the judge is kind of like almost angry that there are people out there that don't support copyright, right?
Right, this is our law. We're a nation of laws.
This basically just sounds to me almost like, we'll just charge you with contempt, but not call it contempt, so therefore guilty.
$8.4 million in legal fees.
The law
he's spanking them.
Respect my authority. Oh, you disagree with me? Guilty.
Right.
The law is not at all clear. The law says...
Oh, really?
Yeah. The law essentially says you have to have a policy, okay? Mm-hmm. And it says you have to disconnect users, but the problem is they're not hosting anything, and the way the DMCA is written, it's assuming you're hosting something. So if you're not hosting anything, and the ISP isn't in this case, it doesn't even make sense to disconnect. Like, and there's also
right
no,
if it says you can disconnect, but
there's
not,
also nothing that says you have to disconnect because of Digital Millennium Copyright Act notices.
Or for how long do you have to disconnect? Can you reconnect the person?
Right, exactly. The law doesn't say that.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about copyright, intellectual property, whatever you want, it's Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.